This is the Best Run Podcast, brought to you by SAP.
Welcome. Today in the Best Run Podcast, we're talking to Moon Javed, who's the VP of Strategy and Analytics for the San Francisco 49ers, and Jenny Lewis, who's our Technology Lead for SAP Global Sponsorships. Welcome.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks for having me.
No worries. And today's topic's on the Intelligent Stadium. So let's first start with a bit of background about you, Moon.
Sure. Well, I graduated from uni about 15 years ago now and spent a few years in strategy consulting, then moved over into private equity and finance for a couple of years, ran a startup, went to business school, and then moved on over to the 49ers.
Jenny?
And yeah, I've been with SAP for 11 years and have had the pleasure for the last seven as being part of the global sponsorship team roaming the world, working with our amazing partners like the 49ers.
So just get into the Intelligent Stadium then. So Moon, what led you to build this Intelligent Stadium? What sorts of issues were you experiencing that led you to come up with this concept?
So I think overall, the 49ers were looking to build a stadium for quite a long time, probably about 15 to 20 years. Really, our previous stadium, Candlestick Park, was a little dated, and we were looking for a new home that would support us for the next 30 years.
And as part of that new stadium, you wanted to optimize the fan experience. So tell us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. So when building a new stadium, the first thing some people might think of is you built a new stadium, everything's going to be great, everything's going to be perfect. But for us, we understood that, you know, hey, there's going to be some kinks that you need to work out. So when you build a stadium, fans are going to go into areas of your stadium that you don't necessarily expect, and they're going to want an experience that's going to be acceptable for the next 30 years. So the basis of our stadium was around making sure that fan experience from the time that you leave your home to the time you come back is a great experience. And a big piece of that is technology. So having the proper Wi-Fi infrastructure, having a DAS or cellular network, and being able to support what fans are naturally doing on their Sundays, which is primarily when we play.
And obviously, American football is very competitive. For you running, you know, the San Francisco 49ers, the strategy and analytics around that, what is it that sort of drove you in terms of that technology? What's the competitive nature that's making you actually get to that sort of intelligence?
Yeah, no, great question. So I think it's becoming a challenger brand. And I think it all starts at top with Jed York and Al Guido, who are very progressive, innovative minds. And they set a goal for us to be the best world-class venue in the Western Hemisphere. And so we're really going for that goal right now. And so what that means is we really need to provide that first-class customer experience. So if you're going to a game, you obviously want to see a great football match. At the same time, you want to make sure that you have a seamless experience, that when you park, everything runs smoothly. When you enter into the stadium, you're not waiting in long lines. When you're trying to post a picture to Instagram or Facebook, that you can do it, or text a friend to meet up, that you can do that as well. So we want to make sure that everything around that day is running as seamless as possible.
So Jenny, you've been traveling the world, as you said. Can you give us some insights about what other sports are doing to enhance the fan experience?
Absolutely. And I look forward to learning more with Moon as we go through this as well. But what we've kind of looked at doing is when a fan is sitting in the stadium, we also want them to be able to understand what's actually happening out there, whether or not it's a tennis court or a soccer pitch, or even equestrian in the sense of show jumping. So what SAP has also looked to do is build out fan engagement apps. So here in November, we were lucky enough to travel down to Adelaide at the Australian International event, and we deployed the mobile app that allowed fans to sit in the stands, and actually as the equestrian event was going on, they could judge as well. And then in real time, they were able to compare how the crowd was voting as opposed to the professional judges sitting in there as well. So really giving them that experience and really feeling part of that. So we've done that in tennis in lots of different ways by putting touch screens, also to allow fans that are at the sport to really understand what's happening out there, to compare their favourite players and do all of those types of things as well. So really making sure that when the fan is experiencing, they're also getting access to the latest information about their favourite player as well.
Yeah, so I guess it's times have changed, right? So it's very much more of an interactive experience these days.
Absolutely. And then also, and I believe Moon will go into this in more detail, is also being able to track from a social point of view what fans are enjoying. So fan sentiment is super important. And when we start to look at our entertainment portfolio, as well as looking at how, when a concert is happening, actually looking at what are fans saying about this particular concert. So can a star then change, maybe not in the middle of this performance, but when they perform again next time, actually taking into account what's happening. So very much that instant feedback is what fans are looking for these days.
So Moon, what does this actually mean to your bottom line if a fan has a bad match day experience?
So it's really tough to quantify actual dollars and cents, but the reality is coming to a football game in America is not very cheap. So for a single fan, they're probably spending a couple $100 per game, maybe even more. So if you think about a great fan experience, if you flip it on its head and you say you have a bad customer experience, you're unlikely to come again. So if you can improve your customer experience and make sure that you retain your customers, a probably 1% increase is a seven-figure impact to your bottom line.
Wow, okay. So let's just switch gears a little bit. How do the 49ers actually use real-time data in their game day operations?
Absolutely. So we were one of the first teams in sports to really leverage real-time data, and that comes really from Al Guido, again, setting the tone for organization. So previous to that, we were looking at fan surveys, and we were filling out about 30,000 fan surveys a year. So we're able to react to those surveys. If our game was on a Sunday, we're able to review those surveys the following week and then make changes for the next Sunday. However, we have 10 football games a year, so Al really wanted to fix some of our problems in real time, saying that, hey, if we miss out on a customer's experience in one game, that's 10% of their customer experience, and that's not really acceptable for our organization. So we went on this journey to really explore real-time analytics, and the first thing that we did was we brought in Happy or Not. And so Happy or Not are these kiosks that you might have seen in airports or in an IKEA store that really have four faces on it, two frowny faces, two smiley faces, and you just hit the button and it immediately registers what you're feeling and allows us to react to it. From there, we worked with SAP to bring in the executive huddle using the digital boardroom product. And so that allows us to look at eight different streams of data. So looking at parking lot, looking at entry into the stadium, retail, concessions, and restrooms. And so overall, what we're able to evaluate, for example, if a parking lot is filling up, we can change the signage around the parking lot to direct customers to another parking lot so that they don't have to wait in line. If we see that we're getting hit at a specific entry point, we can send more staff to that entry point so that the lines become shorter.
So data really is the name of the game. Jenny, what have you been doing with data with the other sports that you've been managing?
Yeah, absolutely. And just to before I go on to that, what was really great about working with the 49ers was the opportunity to really flex the SAP muscle on how we would be able to bring those eight systems that you talked about. They weren't SAP systems, so we brought together those non-SAP systems into a consolidated environment. And the executive huddle room looks amazing. It's certainly one of the proudest ones that being able to work with such a great partner like 49ers to bring all of that together and really be able to have that information for you guys to see it. So it's certainly, you know, one of the ones that I love. I understand a little bit more about American football now, as well as being able to look and see all that stuff coming together. So with some of the other sports, we've kind of taken a slightly different approach in also focusing by working directly with the athletes. So in tennis, which is the portfolio I've had the opportunity of running for the last 6 years, we really looked for that gap about how can real-time analytics be used in a very traditional sport. And we were lucky with the WTA that they already had on-court coaching. So we really said, well, could we put a piece of technology out there on the court so the coach of that player can be looking at that analytics, and then as they have an on-court coaching consultation, they could actually take the tablet out and show the player exactly what's happening. So have their strategy discussion before the match, but as the match is actually happening, they can actually see that maybe this is working or maybe that's not working. So actually then being able to deliver that information in real time. Take it out on the court, show it to the girls, explain what's going on, and then really be able to adjust their strategy mid-match.
So Moon, you mentioned the digital boardroom, but perhaps you could just describe in a little bit more detail what exactly that is.
Yeah, absolutely. And Jenny pointed out it's an absolutely beautiful space, and so we're very, very proud of that space. And one of the first questions that everyone always asked me as we were doing some press around it was, well, it's analytics, so are you buried in some dark corner of the stadium? And it's, you know, it's quite the opposite. It's a suite that we've converted on the 50-yard line. It's a bright, airy space, and then we have, you know, one large screen that's a touch screen, followed by five additional screens. And on those screens, we'll have all the stats running in real time. And as Jenny alluded to, you know, these data streams that we're pulling were really quite difficult to pull because not only does SAP not own them, but we don't own them as well. So SAP had to work on our behalf to work with these other vendors to get the pipes in to get this data to us in real time. And then from there, it was about building really robust visualizations. So our goal was to be able to make a decision within 10 seconds or less. And in order to do that, you really need to have some graphics and visualizations that will really point out some of the challenges that you're facing in the stadium. So if we think about it, let's focus on concessions. We have 600 points of sale in our building. That's a challenge for any concession manager. Which one of your point of sales, which one of your stands is having an issue? So for us, we can look at two different metrics. We can look at fan satisfaction through Happy or Not, which then we're pulling into the executive huddle. And two, we can look at sales for a stand. So if sales for a stand are down, that probably means two issues. One is you might have a point of sale that's down, or two, you have customers that aren't happy and they're not purchasing, you know, the concessions from you. So not only do we want to see that increase in dollars, but we also want to make sure that the customer is having a great experience. Examples of some of the issues that we've had for concessions are, hey, we've run out of food at a specific stand. We've run out of hot dog buns. We've run out of beer at a stand before, too. And that can be challenging for any fan that's waiting in line and then gets to the front of the stand and says, hey, where's my beer? At the same time, we focus on restrooms. And restrooms is an area where if you have an unclean restroom, can really lead to a poor experience for that customer. So overall, if you can fix a lot of these small challenges in a game, and so for this past season, we fixed about 100 different challenges in real time on a game day. And those 100 different fixes affected thousands of fans and made their experience just a little bit better with each different fix.
Jenny, can you just provide a little bit more detail about the SAP technology?
Absolutely. So across the portfolio, cloud is the way in which we're going with this. So using the SAP cloud platform, we're able to bring together these disparate sets of data. And as Moon mentioned in this case, bringing that together can sometimes be a challenge. And before you can put beautiful visualization tools on the front end, you do need to take care of the data modeling piece. And that's really what the SAP HANA database is allowing us to do. And we're building that out even further now. And I believe the 49ers, as we have done with all our other partners, went through a series of design thinking workshops. So now as part of the SAP methodology, we also have that built in. So we're now building out a portfolio of products that allow us to bring together Internet of Things, machine learning, design thinking workshops, bringing that all into a cloud platform that we're then able to apply beautiful visualizations that deliver the right information to the right people at exactly the right time.
Moon, I understand the 49ers are a finalist in the SAP Innovation Awards. Can you tell us a little bit about your submission and also why you decided to put in that nomination?
So overall, our submission is essentially just describing a lot of what we're chatting about today is how we came on this journey and collaborated together to build the executive huddle, and from aggregating all the disparate data sources to putting them into robust visualizations to actually making an impact on game day. So that it wasn't just for a headline, it was absolutely to make a meaningful impact to our fans. The reason why we submitted it is because I think just along the lines with SAP, we're very passionate. We want to make sure that we're not the only team doing this. We compete with other teams, other football teams on the football field, but on the business side, it's going to be very hard for me to convert a fan of another team. So we tend to be very collegial with our business side competitors. And so for me, this means getting some notoriety around the executive huddle so that some of these other teams will also look into this product and be able to enhance their customer experience.
Jenny, did you have anything to add there?
No, I think it's great that we have great partners like the 49ers all over the world who are looking to really push the boundaries of innovation, and SAP is proud to partner with these brands. We're doing some great stuff here in Australia as well through our relationship with the Melbourne City Football Group. They are also looking to embrace the sports and the technology behind that. So a lot of the time we focus on how do we get great fan analytics out there, but it's great to also work with our partners who also really care about running their businesses better. And that's now with the SAP technology in looking at different things, whether or not it's expense management using SAP Concur. We also have a lot of our partners, the WTA, you know, run all of their expenses and travel through that cloud platform. So it's great to really work with our partners, and they push us as we push them to really use technology in great fun ways that benefit the fan, the company, and SAP as an organization.
Moon, we're going to start wrapping up. Do you have anything else that you'd like to add?
You know, overall, I'd say I'm thinking about the design thinking workshop you articulated, and we did that about 8 months before we launched, and that was one of the most memorable moments of my time at the 49ers, working through that design thinking workshop and thinking about all the different data streams that we were going to put together, how it was going to look, and you know where it was all going to be. And if I think about the progress that was made in that 8 month time frame from when we had that first design thinking workshop to launching in August, I mean, just an incredible amount of work that was put in, and it couldn't have been done without a full team collaboration between us and SAP. And so overall, couldn't be prouder of our teams coming together and launching this product last season.
Absolutely. And I think what's really key there is, and this is what's great about using an SAP cloud platform, is the agility. The agility of being able to sit down, run design thinking workshops, which we're then able to prototype. And I know the guys were super excited to come in and sit down with you. Also using the partner community and understanding the lessons that we have learnt, because we have worked with some of our other partners in Europe, which became the basis. I believe you guys did a tour in Europe just before sitting down and sort of working out, well, how can we make this work exactly for the 49ers, taking the ideas of some of the other things that we've done overseas in smart stadiums and things on those lines. So that design thinking is really important for us to sit together. Let's not think about any kind of limitations. Let's dream big and then build solutions together in very timely fashions.
Thanks for joining us today. Thanks, Moon, and thanks, Jenny. Just a reminder for everyone listening that we have our SAP ANZ Best Run Awards website now open, so we're taking all our nominations. If you want to submit your nomination, please just Google SAP ANZ Best Run Awards and you'll find us. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Best Run Podcast, brought to you by SAP.